And joining me live in studio this morning is the administrator of the LCSD2 Education Foundation, Ashley Cranny, today. Good morning, Ashley. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me again, Duke.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in and providing an update for the foundation. And we had you in a month or so ago and talking about the scholarship drive. Just remind us what you're working on, what the goals are, and tell us where things stand.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I was in here about 5 weeks ago, and that was the very day that we kicked off the scholarship drive. Since then, we have brought in $67,000 in scholarships, which is awesome. That $67,000 is currently what's driving the application process that's taking place at our Star Valley, Cokeville, and Swift Creek High Schools. So the students are very busy right now putting in for those scholarships, and those scholarships are the ones that range with qualification and requirement criteria. So, in fact, I'll be over to the high school over at Star Valley later today, just doing a get-in-the-know session, you know, just giving them that last month before those applications are due and making sure that they're aware.
So the securing the scholarships as far as from the businesses and the donations, that's done, right? Is it too late for someone to donate to this, or how does that work?
So that's the question that I'm getting now, and absolutely not. It is not too late. So when we talk about phase one and phase two, phase one is for those donors that want an application process. They want to receive those applications, and they want to get to know the recipient, and they want to award based on the criteria that they set. So I've been meeting closely with those donors to get that set up. So today, we actually are moving into phase two, and phase two is where it really gets fun. That's when we see donations come in going to students that they work with closely in the community. Maybe it's students that have job shadowed them, or students that work for them, or perhaps it's just individuals in the community that are impressed with certain students. And so they'll come forward and award at this time. But it's also a very valuable time when individuals donate any amount they can. So any, you know, whether it's $10 to $10,000 and up, it doesn't matter. It's just any amount that you can donate. And if you want criteria set to that donation, that's when you can talk to me, or it's simply put into a pot, and that's when the Education Foundation Board awards that.
Speaking with Ashley Cranny this morning, the administrator of the LCSD2 Education Foundation. So that was one of my questions. So you have businesses that want the scholarships maybe to go to a specific person or specific direction. But if there isn't that, if they just want to donate to the general scholarship fund, then what does the foundation do? How do you determine who gets a scholarship and how much, and what's that process look like?
If the donor wants it specific, we will look through the applications. And so if it's needs-based, for instance, we'll work closely with the administrators to find recipients based on that. If it's maybe what they're majoring in college, you know, we'll go ahead and award off of that. The Education Foundation will take into account a lot of factors, and especially those students who have proved themselves but maybe haven't received scholarships, you know, with the other community scholarships.
Sure. Ashley, when you kicked off phase one, you had a pretty good goal to reach with these scholarships. You said you're about 67,000 right now. Is that correct?
So we're exactly at one third of the way there, you know? And so it is, it's a big goal. And last time when I met with you, I said that we had met an all time high last year of $103,000. And this year we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. And really whatever amount we bring in is absolutely amazing. This is our community supporting our students. But there is a lot of individuals that weren't aware of this process. And just to give you a few numbers behind that, we have currently 42 donors that have contributed to the $67,000. 12 of those are new to this process. And so we do still have a lot of veteran seasoned donors that are going to come forward because they understand the process. They understand that it's not over right now. We just simply need to give the students time to put in for these applications.
Sure, certainly. So what is the next step then, Ashley, if a business or an individual, even as you mentioned, if they want to donate $10 or more, of course, right? If even if it's just an individual, how do they go about doing this?
Yeah, so there's three ways. So you can go to online to lcsd2.org and donate under the Education Foundation donation tab on that website page. And then you can also use the QR code. And I talked about this last time. We're going to continue to run in the newspaper, and that QR code will allow you to donate any amount you choose. And then also please contact me, 885-7137. I love this process. I love talking with you and answering your questions. And there's still just a lot of possibilities. So it's not too late. Please reach out if you're interested.
That's Ashley Cranny, administrator of the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Ashley, anything we missed that you wanted to mention?
Just every dollar of your donation goes to the students. And I think that's very important that you understand, you know, we're here to support our students any way that we can. And we're grateful for our community very much.
Absolutely. Again, that's Ashley Cranny. And again, the contact for people to donate.
Yes, you can contact me at 885-7137.
885-7137. Ashley, thanks so much.
Thank you.